You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Biblical health laws. Here we go. I talked about how what I'm saying here in this series runs counter to conventional wisdom. Everybody believes in the doctors. In fact, we worship them like they were it's some kind of religion. But healthcare only excels in one area. That's trauma care. There's no disputing you got a much greater chance of surviving a trauma injury now than you would have 50 years ago. But much of what passes for improved modern medicine is the application of trauma care to everything. How do most doctors and hospitals treat a cold? So if you go to the doctor and you say, "Oh, I've got this issue. My nose is running. I don't feel good. I'm very tired. I'm weak." If you have one that doesn't try and pump you full of antibiotics, knowing that what you have is a virus and antibiotics don't do anything against the virus, they'll tell you because the AMA and the CDC has told them don't give the antibiotics, it creates super germs. They'll send you home with a recommendation for rest, liquids, maybe some vitamin C, some chicken soup. Hey, isn't that what grandma told us 100 years ago to do? And for the really nasty diseases like the plague, cancers, the usual course of treatment is to, well, we're going to do everything we can do to prevent you from dying, and hopefully your body can heal itself. But if your body isn't up to the task, I'm sorry, you're going to die. But even if you're in the best hospital in the entire world, if your body doesn't do the healing, guess what? You're going to die. And of course, the cash register's ringing the whole time they're saying this. They'll never tell you, well, there's several cures for cancer. Did you ever hear of these? Maybe you should get some information here. Maybe, you know, you need to check out Hoxie, Gerson, Rife, Dr. Kelly. All of these different cures they won't tell you about, but say somehow you survive it and you get back up on your feet, then they'll say, well, see, I'll send you the bill. And then you get up and you go out for some shrimp or the hamburger. You go down to Captain D's, you go down to McDonald's, and you put all of this toxic garbage that God says not to eat in your body. Well, no amount of vitamin C is going to protect you from yourself and for the penalties of violating God's law and ignoring what he says. So, well, you know, with this green revolution that's out there, oh, protect the environment, maybe you've heard of that. I certainly have. They're trying to force all kinds of garbage down our throats. They want to outlaw eating beef. They want to do all of these crazy things in the name of saving the environment. It's a fake. It's a fake movement. They use fake science. It's not real. There is a problem, but this green revolution doesn't explain to you what the problem is. The single biggest problem out in agriculture is the violation of doing what God says, like land Sabbath, for example. Let's go back and talk about the penalty for that next show. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.